You are tuned into 89.1 KHOL. This is Brennan with you, and I'm catching up with one of the reporters over at the Jackson Hole News and Guide. I'm here with Kylie Moore. She is the health and education reporter over at the News and Guide. Her latest story is titled, Wade's Struggle with Addiction Mirrors That of Others. Kylie, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so you mentioned at the beginning of your piece that this is the first part of a series you're going to be doing on opioid abuse and addiction. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about this project?
Sure. So the project is really incorporating all angles on this. So future stories are going to look at the law enforcement perspective, what they see in the community, the legislative perspective. There's some legislative action going on in the Wyoming legislature, and also the medical community angle. I think a really interesting question that's been brought up that's a little bit more philosophical is the role of pain in healing. And, you know, maybe we shouldn't be masking it entirely. So a lot to think about.
With this story that you wrote, you follow the story of Jake Wade, and you spoke to his parents. So Jake Wade grew up in Jackson. He struggled with an ongoing addiction and passed away from a heroin overdose last fall. But before we get into Jake's story, I wanted to address the national opioid epidemic as a whole. What are some statistics that you gathered for this piece?
So according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, opioids, both prescription and illicit, are the main driver of drug overdose deaths in the United States. They were actually involved in 42,000 roughly deaths in 2016, and overdose deaths related to opioids are five times higher now than they were in 1999. So it's a real problem, and it also exists in Wyoming. There's a drug overdose death of about 17.6 per 100,000 people in 2016.
And as we know, the opioid epidemic is a nationwide problem. How is this problem specific to Jackson?
I think the issue with Jackson is that we can feel isolated from places like Ohio and West Virginia, where opioid abuse has really reached a crisis level. But, law enforcement and addiction professionals say that it's here, it's a problem, and we're at a unique point where we can, be aware and use education to prevent maybe more deaths and prevent the situation getting to a higher level here. But we can't just sit back and pretend like we're safe. We need to be proactive.
So let's move on to the meat of your story, the story of Jake Wade. Who was he?
So Jake Wade, something that really struck me about him was he's so similar to kids here. He grew up as a promising skier, skied at Jackson, skied at Targhee. And, he had a pretty just normal life, summiting mountains and exploring the wilderness until he broke his neck in a ski accident at 14. That's what his parents point to as a turning point. He had a neck surgery, was introduced to morphine, and things just kind of spiraled from there. He has a long story of being in and out of rehab, and, we all know how it ended with an overdose death, but he really struggled and battled addiction for several years as a teen and as a young adult.
And you spoke to Dr. Brent Blue, and he had an interesting insight on, how introducing opioids with medicine have different effects on certain people.
Yeah, so it's nuanced and it's complicated, and I want to make sure people don't think that, if they have a knee surgery and then have some opioids that they're going to become an addict, because that's not how it works. But it's important for people to know that opioids are addictive and that, if you have an addictive personality or if your brain is wired a certain way, that you could be introduced to something that's really dangerous for you.
If you're just joining me, I am here with Kylie Moore from the Jackson Hole News and Guide, and we're diving in deeper to an article she wrote in the News and Guide this week. It's a story which is part of a series that she's going to be publishing on opioid abuse and addiction, and the story is titled, Wade's Struggle with Addiction Mirrors That of Others. And I kind of want to touch on the relationship that Jake had with his parents, which it seemed like a healthy relationship.
It really was, from what I can tell. He was close with his parents. He was communicative with them as much as, any teenager is going to be. And, it just goes to show that you can have a good life and healthy relationships and solid family support system and still struggle with addiction.
And it's also important to note that when he was 18, he was diagnosed with a bipolar disorder.
Yes. So part of Jacob's story is that when he was 18, he was diagnosed as bipolar, and he also attempted suicide that same year.
And something that comes along with both mental illness and addiction is the stigma that can come with it. You know, let's talk about this stigma that comes with mental illness and addiction and the danger that can follow it.
Yeah, so that's something that his parents really wanted to talk to me about. You know, they want people to know that addiction is a medical problem. It's not a moral failing. It's not something where we can just, you know, say as Americans, pull yourself up by your bootstraps and work harder and you'll be better. It's not like that. And, you know, dual diagnosis between mental illness and addiction are common. According to some reports in the Journal of the American Medical Association, 53% of drug abusers also have at least one serious mental illness. So those things often go hand in hand. But, you know, stigmatizing addicts and stigmatizing people with mental illness doesn't always lead them to get help. If anything, it makes them more withdrawn and keeps them from getting the help that they really need.
Something that struck me that you had in your article was with Jake's father, Dave. He said, I couldn't count how many times people suggested that I get him addicted to something else like mountain biking.
Right. It's just the lack of knowledge around addiction is really difficult, and it just contributes to that stigma that we were talking about earlier. You know, Jacob did not want to be an addict. No one wants to be an addict. And I think that's something that's really important to keep in mind.
Can we just touch on the transition that a lot of addicts have from medically prescribed opioids to heroin?
Yeah, so this is something I'm going to get into next week on a law enforcement angle on this, but it often just has to do with price. Sometimes, especially in more urban areas, heroin is cheaper than prescription pills. And so maybe people start off by raiding their parents' pill cabinets, which is why it's important to take unused medication and take it to a medical drop box. Those are located at the sheriff's office and Teton County Public Health. But anyways, it can start with a legitimate prescription and then transition into heroin, which is cheaper. But, you know, I don't have drug prices off the top of my head, but law enforcement said that everything is more expensive in Jackson, even drugs. So that might not apply here.
So I know that Jake's parents were incredibly brave for telling Jake's story. What would they offer as advice for other parents in our community, whether their children might be struggling with addiction or not?
I think some major advice that they would offer is to, you know, be present, to be loving, and try to parent without judgment. You know, Dave talks specifically, Jacob's dad, about how tough love didn't work between him and his son, and how, you know, if he could provide and Kathy could provide a safe environment, that was really the best they could do, was just love him unconditionally. And another thing that they said for parents who have kids in Jackson that might be struggling with addiction is to try to keep your kids here or close by and not necessarily, you know, let them go to a state institution that's further away. But that's hard. That was part of their struggle, was, you know, parenting and letting their son grow up while also wanting to hover to make sure he was okay. So that's, you know, a tricky balance for any parent.
Well, Kylie, thanks for coming into KHOL and sharing the first part of this series on opioid abuse and addiction with us here on KHOL.
Thanks so much. I think it's an important topic.
All right. That was Kylie Moore with the Jackson Hole News and Guide talking about her first part in a series of opioid abuse and addiction. The story is titled Wade's Struggle with Addiction Mirrors That of Others. You can read her full article on jhnewsandguide.com. This is your community radio station, 89.1 KHOL Jackson.